Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. The Orange Theatre Company have been trying for, dare I say, a couple of years now to get their latest production up on stage in front of the viewing public. It is Mamma Mia, and I think we're finally there. The director of Mamma Mia and the president of the Orange Theatre Company is Blake Thomas. He's online with me this morning. Good morning to you, Blake.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm going very well. As I say, a couple of years in the making to get this thing up and running.
It has been. So we first initially auditioned the show in November and December of 2019, and we're planned to hit the stage in May 2020. And then obviously due to the pandemic, we pushed that back to October 2020, and then we got hit again and pushed it back to October 2021. And now here we are in January 2022, hopefully.
Yes, well, fingers crossed. And pleased to say that the opening night is coming up on the 20th this week.
It is. So, yeah, Thursday night is our opening night, and we've got 10 performances over 2 weekends. So there's lots of opportunity for people to get to the show.
10 performances, did you say?
10 performances.
Wow.
Yep, so we have, so each week of the show we have Thursday night, Friday night, 2 performances Saturday and a Sunday.
Fantastic. All right, now everyone knows Mamma Mia. Of course, if you don't know Mamma Mia, you obviously know the music of ABBA.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess most people out there have probably seen the movie. I think it's played on TV quite often. But if you haven't seen the movie, you're definitely going to know the songs in this show.
Yeah, absolutely right. And an all-star cast of locals that are extremely talented once again.
We do. So we have a cast of around 40 who are extremely talented, and this cast is so resilient and will throw handle anything that's thrown at them. Obviously, they've been thrown a lot of curveballs over the past 2 years, and we've lost cast members and gained cast members, but I think that camaraderie has been there all the way through, and I want to thank the cast and the production team, for that matter, for sticking around and pushing through this hard time.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the band as well that you've got, they sound absolutely amazing.
They do. So, yes, for this performance, we have a live band. I think it's an 8-piece band conducted by our musical director, Derek John. The band has been in rehearsals for a few weeks now, and they have their final band rehearsal with the cast. It was just this Saturday prior to. So,
yep,
and
okay.
Then we... yeah, we're in the theatre and almost ready to go.
Yeah, all right. So have you loaded into the theatre? Have you taken residence there at the moment?
We have. So we bumped into the theatre on Sunday, or Saturday, and then we rehearsed with the cast on Sunday. And obviously we have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night to get ready, and then we're ready for everyone on Thursday.
Wow, fantastic. Tickets are available, ladies and gentlemen, and it's great that the Orange Theatre Company have been able to stay resilient, stay strong, stay focused over the course of 2 and a bit years. And finally, Mamma Mia is coming this Thursday at the Orange Civic Theatre, and I'm with the director of the show and the president of the Orange Theatre Company, and a man that's been involved with it. How long have you been involved in the theatre company and the Orange Civic Theatre? You've been there for, what, a decade now?
Yeah, so my first show with Orange Theatre Company was, I did backstage in 2008, so I've been around for a while now.
You certainly have.
But yeah, so it's good.
Yeah, fantastic. Blake Thomas is with me. Mate, thank you. Break a leg, and we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Neil.